Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. As stated, I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, founder, visionary of Women of Power, executive director of the Women of Power Network. We're so excited to have you with us this morning. You just finished listening to Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. It's on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Please go out and support that great artist. We have a very, very special program this morning. I'm excited about it. I'll tell you a little more about it in a moment, but let me share with you a little bit about our sponsors and advertisers. Moby Flyers is a flyer custom design that lives on your phone. Does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. Moby Flyers brings marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. It's a fun and interactive way to engage with your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. That's MOBIFLYERS.MOBI. MOBIFLYERS.MOBI. Also, host Pastor Val Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, coming to Atlanta, Georgia, April 30th through May the 2nd. April 30th, please visit their website at www.diamondwomensconference.com. That's www.diamondwomensconference.com. I have some very, very special guests this morning, and we're excited. You've heard about both of them, and now you get a chance to understand how a 21st century John the Baptist marketer works, where you'll get a chance to hear from Pastor Connie Bibbins along with Lady Sarah Grace. But before we do that, I'm also excited about what's getting ready to come to Metropolitan Atlanta, Norcross, Georgia. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, and then you'll hear from our sponsors.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd, at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Again, we're so excited to have our two guests with us this morning.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Wow, I'm excited, and please support our great advertisers and sponsors. But I am so excited, as I said, to have these great, great women on this morning. Pastor Connie Bivens, the founder of Encouraging the Heart, Woman to Woman Ministries, her mission is to encourage, empower, educate, and equip women to pursue their dreams and visions. She's also the author of the life-changing book entitled Grow Girl, Turning Your Stumbling Blocks into Stepping Stones. She's married to Pastor Kenneth Bivens of Cordell, Georgia, for more than 34 years. Wow. They have four sons, three grandsons, and three granddaughters. I heard a whoop-whoop back there. And so we're excited to have her this morning. We also have Lady Sarah Grace. She speaks. When she speaks, people listen. She's quickly becoming known for her captivating delivery of the preached word of God. Her approach is best described as strictly biblical and radically powerful, coupled with the prophetic anointing on her life, putting her in a position to find her place in the front line of the move of God throughout the nation. She surrendered her life in the early 20s. And she is, her itinerary has included youth conferences, women's conferences, church service, leadership conferences, personal counseling, ministerial consulting, and even now more with her youth company. She's expanded her company, let's say that, Exuvia Graphics and Virtual Services. Please welcome with me Pastor Connie Bivens and Lady Sarah Grace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow. Did you guys practice that? You said it together, had great harmony and everything.
Well, you know, Papa Sarah and I, we got it like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just innate. It's natural.
And for our listening audience, we're also on Twitter, so you can tweet in your questions or comments. We're at Walking in Power, the number one, Walking in Power, the number one. Of course, we're on Facebook at Walking in Power, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, and we also have our chat room open, so we are available. They're available for questions and comments. I want to get started. Pastor Connie, Lady Grace, what I'm seeing and what I've always said is that everybody's phone needs Jesus. But what we said is that John the Baptist, to me, was one of the greatest public relations person that I've ever seen. And he was also an excellent marketer of ministry. He had one message, and that message was Jesus is coming. And he put it in a manner so that wherever he went, it was explained that it wasn't him. There would be one greater than him. I've seen that in both of your ministries, your marketing skills. I'm going to start with Pastor Connie. With Encouraging Your Heart Radio, even the title, Encouraging the Heart. Why do you believe it has become such a phenomenon in this great time?
Well, Pastor BJ, because if I can just put it just out there, because there are a lot of folks in the church, out the church, in our communities, in our homes, on our jobs, that are walking around with wounded hearts, broken hearts, shattered hearts. And so I believe that in this season, folks are getting to a point where they're saying enough is enough, and they want to hear something and receive it, which is the key part, receive something that's going to encourage their heart, that's going to mend their hearts, that's going to guard their hearts. And so I believe they're reaching out to a ministry such as Encouraging the Heart Radio, looking for something different, and something that's going to sustain and accomplish the need that's in their lives.
Amen, amen. Professor Connie, I totally agree with you. So why do you think now we have so many? Because there was a time that there was only the select few that had international platforms such as we have today. Why do you believe that to be so?
Well, I mean, there was a time when folks felt like if you were on television or you were on radio or you were using any type of media, that that wasn't God. You know, they thought it was you being out there trying to promote yourself, trying to do something, trying to put your face and your picture out there. But as we stated earlier about John the Baptist, it's not about us. And I believe people are beginning to understand that, especially as it reflects on radio, because there is no picture technically out there. There is no me out there. It is truly men, women, boys, and girls even coming on the radio to talk about the things that matter most to us. And so I think we've transitioned from a place of thinking that it's all about the person that's hosting, and now we see that God is the focus. He probably was always the focus. We were just a little immature in our thought process.
That's a good point. That's a good point you just said there. Lady Sarah, as she was speaking, I thought about how you have done the radio, broadcast, television on your site and different arenas. Even you've been a guest here with us at WATC TV 57. But what I've seen you do, you've taken that person's vision and brought visibility to it. How do you manage to do that in such an excellent manner?
Well, of course, I give God the glory for the gifts and the graphic design gifts, and I do see the gift that God has given me, and that creativity and ability to capture other people's vision and do ministry as a gift from God. And every gift, every good and perfect gift, the scripture says, comes from above. So I don't isolate it as like this is a business gift versus this is a spiritual gift. Of course, it's not a spiritual gift as we would outline in those main scriptures, but it can be applied to spiritual things. And I believe that because of that, the anointing actually is part of my business and my ability to create things that become visual because I see God in it. And I think it's important that people don't try to separate the concepts of business from the giftings that come from God, because anything can be used as an expression of His glory, His creativity, and His wonder.
Amen.
Wow. Well, Lady Grace, let me say this. When the woman was found in adultery, and we all know she wasn't found alone, and all those that came to her, that came to want to really just get rid of her, stone her, Jesus didn't say anything. He began to write in the sand. Now, of course, we don't know what he wrote, but whatever it was visual enough that those that wanted to persecute her could not do anything. How do you believe a visual ministry can impact a nation?
I mean, it's so imperative that we recognize the power of, you know, they say a picture speaks 1,000 words or something like that, and that example you gave is wonderful. And even our graphic work and our, you know, presentation of the different things that we do has the ability to capture people's attention, and not just the believer, but an unbeliever or a person. I mean, really just making it very plain and practical. If you have an excellent flyer and it's just beautiful and it's got creativity weaved in it and excellence weaved in it, and a person who's not even a Christian walks past where your flyer is posted, they're likely to stop and consider whatever that flyer says just because of how it looks, and it's able to be used to bring that person in to maybe that conference where, in fact, we know what we want to do is bring them to the Lord. So it's a wonderful, wonderful gift that God has given His people to use creativity and excellence. And, you know, really the people of God, if they would embrace it more and look at that as an area, you know how we'll get our choirs singing wonderfully and we'll get our, you know, dance teams with these beautiful garments. And we need to look at the spirit of excellence we present with our work and our graphics and our media as yet another way to not only give God glory, but to draw people to Him. And just like you said, use a visual thing to help represent an invisible God.
Wow. I have a question for both of you. So either one. Lady Sarah was just talking about a flyer or a promotional, a presentation. How do we, in the body of Christ, understand how important it is for accuracy, excellency, and accountability? Making sure that the flyer has grammatical and spelling corrections, making sure that it is balanced, and making sure we're going to do what it says on that flyer.
Wow.
Either one of you. Somebody help me. I need some help with this. I've seen it too often. Help me.
Well, I'll say, you know, Dr. BJ, for me, that's something that I'm very passionate about, because whether it is radio, television, flyer, letter, whatever it may be, at the end of the day, it is supposed to represent Christ. It doesn't necessarily end with representing the ministry or the event or the whatever it is that we're trying to put forth. Because at the end of the day, I believe Lady Sarah just said it a moment ago, we're using these tools to point folks to Christ. We're pointing people to Christ. And you can't do that, for the lack of a better word, in mess, you know. And so it is important because of the God that we represent. He is not a God of mistakes and errors but he is a God of integrity. He is a God of excellence. He is a God of follow through, if I may say that. He is a God of sharpness. You know, I was listening to Lady Sarah say, you know, when you put these items together, whether it's the show, the program, the flyer, whatever the case is, what we're looking to do is to cause someone to stop and technically say, what must I do to be saved? And unless we're able to present an attainable Jesus, even in our presentation of invitation, then we miss it. And I can go on and on because that's a pet peeve of mine, but I'm going to give way to Lady Sarah.
Well, you know, the scripture, amen. You know, the scripture is saying everything we do, we're to do it as unto the Lord, and we're to do it with all of our heart. And, of course, you know, there's grace for it when we do have those errors. But if we don't want to look lazy, because any type of laziness, it doesn't really demonstrate the zeal and passion we should have for the Lord and for his work in every dimension. And when you look back at the Old Testament of, you know, the way that they decorated the temple and the way that they made everything so excellent and so beautiful, and sometimes in the church world, unfortunately, you know, we're so, I don't know if what the right word is, but, you know, we become so spiritually minded. I don't like to say that we're no earthly good, because I believe the more spiritually minded you are, the more earthly good you are. But we think so spiritual that we don't recognize that spiritual things have their application in natural things. And so if we're on fire for God and we're zealous and we're excited and passionate about his work, then it should be represented in everything we do, that it is done with excellence and clarity and precision, so that we show not just the power of God to use people to do those things, that he is the God that gives us those gifts of precision and excellence, but also to show our passion for God and our love for God, because according to Scripture, we shouldn't do anything lazily, we shouldn't do anything half-heartedly, but everything we should be at 100%.
Amen.
Oh, wow. We're getting a lot of response from Facebook and Twitter, and they're really, really, and I thought this was so important, because these are some things that we talk about, we don't really talk about a lot. The last thing I said was accountability. And in that, I mean, I'm going to ask you both again. One of the things that I do, I write a monthly blog every month. It's called The Lady is a Leader. And I send it to a proofreader, Lady Lakeisha in Alabama. She proofreads it and sends it back. We'll say honestly to both of you, some of the things she sends back, I didn't see because I knew what I was thinking. But when I see it again, I'm like, did I write that? Did I say that? Why is it so important? And if I'm doing something, even here in Atlanta, I may shoot something to Elder Desiree. Elder, would you look at this? And she may do the same. Will you look at this? Just so that another set of eyes see it. Why is it so important that we take the time to have someone else that's going to tell us the truth. Let me rephrase that. They will tell us the truth. Someone else will look at what we're doing before we send it out. I'm going to start with Lady Sarah on that one.
Well, you know, I'm always going to the word. You know, two is better than one. And it's important that
right.
we have teamwork. And it even just, it's a, yet another way that God works all things together for good, because it allows for community and fellowship and education and growth when we have relationships even in these matters. And it's important just to recognize that, on our best day in and of ourselves, we're going to fall short sometimes. And I think that God allows that teamwork so that we can stay humble and recognize that even the most gifted writer, artist, speaker still also needs help at times. And just human error is going to be there sometimes. So it's definitely key to have other people that can stand with you and balance your insufficiencies and bring forth team effort. And that even gives God glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And, the scripture says two are better than one. And so when we look at that and we think about it, because Pastor BJ, really when we begin doing our work for the Lord, I believe the majority of us are doing what we do as unto the Lord, as Lady Sarah expressed. However, when we read things in the natural sense, when we read things, we read what's in our mind. We don't necessarily read what's on that piece of paper. You know, and so things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So those mistakes do occur. But when you understand, and I'm going to put it this way, a friend of mine, we were talking about this yesterday, when you understand that we are not in competition, that we can send what we're working on to another sister, to another brother, to another person that may do the same thing we do. Because, you know, come on, Lady Sarah, what sense does it make for me to send my writing to a baker? I need to send my writing
right.
to one who writes, one who edits. And in order to do that, I can't be intimidated by the person. And I'm going to send mine to the best, okay? I'm just going to put it out there like that, you know. So I already acknowledge your gift when I send it to you because I need and I want the best eyes looking at it to catch anything that I may have missed. And so we have to understand that we are not in competition. Our God is big enough to give each and every one of us everything that he desires to give us that is connected to our gift of writing, our gift of presenting, our gift of speaking, whatever our gift may be. And so I believe that we're not necessarily aiming to send out bad work, but we definitely have to check the matters of our hearts and see that it is okay for me to send my work to someone of equal and, lack of a better way of saying it, better caliber than myself, someone that doesn't know what I'm writing, so they're not going to read what's in my mind. They're going to read what's on this piece of paper, and they're going to correct it in love and send it back to me. So, you know, I would just encourage all of us, if we're going to be accountable to God, then we also have to recognize that two are better than one and that we are better together.
You are listening to 21st Century Ministry Media Leaders who are sharing some important keys. And I'm being blessed this morning. I know that you are. I'm going to ask them one last question, but I want them to give their information so you can contact them, connect with them, tell them a little bit about their business. Well, I'm not going to answer a question. I'm going to make a statement. One of the things I've said throughout the years is that we are here not to compete with one another, but to complete one another. And it's not that God hasn't given you everything you need, but he's also given you someone who can assist in your needs. As Pastor Connie and Lady Grace have stated, there are men and women out there that have great graphic gifts, have great design gifts, have great talents, have great skills that are anointed to assist you. Don't be intimidated by them. Don't be intimidated. Allow someone to help you. Jesus had disciples with him. He didn't need to have Luke, the physician, with him. He is the physician. You know, so understand that there are giftings and talents that work hand in hand with each other. And let's do this thing together. Let's walk in power together. Pastor Connie, give them the information about your radio program and how they can connect with you, just what you have to offer them.
Well, as far as the radio broadcast is concerned, of course, we are encouraging the heart radio broadcast. We host on thepraisehouse.com on Friday evenings at 9 p.m., and we are in the process right now of redoing our lineup, and so our first broadcast is going to be on March the 9th at 9 p.m., and again, that's on thepraisehouse.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We are facebook.com/ETH Ministries. Also at www.ConnieBivens.com. Definitely would love to hear from you and be able to share with you what it is that we do. My life verse is Acts 20 and 24, which states that my life is worth nothing if I'm not doing what it is that God has called me to do. And so in saying that, I also would like to invite you to start planning for the 2015 Encouraging the Heart Weekend, which is going to be held September 25th and 26th at the Hilton Atlanta Airport. Our theme this year, restoring relationships. So come out and experience healing in all your relationships on September 25th and 26th, 2015. And for more details, you can log on to our Facebook page or email us. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Pastor BJ, for allowing us this opportunity.
Amen. I'll be there. Ladies, seriously, please tell our audience about.
Amen. Well, you can reach me at my first website, or I would say my key website is sarahsgrace.us, S-A-R-A-H-S, sarahsgrace.us. And there you can connect with what I do in the ministry as far as travel and speaking. And then you can also link to, it used to be Life Empowerment, but we're Exousia Life Ministries now, where we are teaching the world to live with power, and we have the online media network there and a lot of great things that we're doing and a lot of upcoming things that are going to be coming out in the year of 2015. So you can connect with us there, and that is livewithpower.us and livewithpower.tv to go directly to the media network. And then finally, look me up on Facebook at Exousia Graphics and Virtual Services, and we are in process of doing a new, brand new website that will feature all of the websites, book covers, logos, flyers, promotional items, and so on that we offer. And we would love to connect with you in ministry and also to service you in our business. And thank you, Dr. BJ, for allowing me to come on and share.
Of course, of course. And Exousia Graphics and Virtual Services also is a mere designer for the commemorative 2014 and 2015 Souvenir Booklet of Women of Power. And we're excited about that. We're excited. Ladies,
woo-hoo!
This has been phenomenal. This has been awful, awesome, awesome, awesome. And I hope that we've imparted and shared into your lives something that can help you along the way. Before we leave, I'd just like to speak into your life. If you see something on a sister, a flyer, or promotional that makes you an error, please speak to their heart. Please speak to them. How will they know that there's a mistake if no one shares it with them? Don't tell someone else. Tell them. Amen. If you have information that you can share, a program, a software, a tool that can be used, share it with them. This is what we do one for another in the kingdom. We're kingdom connected. I'm so excited that you've joined us on today. Please, please understand that wherever you go, whatever you do, always walk in power. Thank you, Pastor Connie, and thank you, Lady Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you.